A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. Played a marching tune. We all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed the day
clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night, to the light, the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Well, welcome to the Situation Report for January 20th. We got through the inauguration, got through the election, and now Trump is actually in office. There's a bunch of pictures of him being sworn in without his hand on the Bible, hama hama. It's already started, you know, Orange Man bad. No, really, Orange Man's really bad. Orange Man's bad. Did I say the Orange Man's bad? Orange Man's bad. It's been going on all day, right? So, and I think there's a reverse Q psyop being played on the left now that Trump's going to be arrested any moment now. So I just think it's interesting that the amount of narratives that are being spun right now are all over the map. And what cracks me up about all of them is they're all bullshit. But, you know, my favorite was that retard wearing the Space Force stuff. And this guy came out like 2 days before saying Trump's going to be arrested anytime now. Yeah, didn't happen. And the other one was the Q-tards saying that Saturday on the 17th, was it Friday or Saturday, the 17th, Gematria, this big event was going to happen. Nothing happened. It's like, my God. And they haven't given it up either. Like, they won't give it up. Like, it's over, right? Q was a psyop. Just accept it. Move on. You got some knowledge out of it. Now stay awake and pay attention. See what Trump does now. He's in office. Did anybody know if he signed all the executive orders and the pardons? I mean, he said he was going to do it. Has he had time to do it yet with all the pomp and circumstance? I watched part of the inauguration. I'll just tell you, the best part of the whole day for me, just not going to lie, was Judas Pence, the Clintons, and Obama get booed on the way in. Epic. So as far as I'm concerned, that's the best part of the day, not him swearing in, all the rest of it. But let's hope that Let's hope for his sake that he follows through with all the things he said he was going to do. Now, there's a lot of discussion around the pardons for Milley, for Fauci, for the Bidens, all the pardons he signed. Well, all the pardons his staff and Jill signed last night. And what I think is interesting is that everybody knew it was coming. You knew he was going to do it. But I hope they go back to the Supreme Court and they propose that you can only pardon somebody if they're convicted of a crime. And then call it good. Because then you can go try him. And you could try Milley. And if it was up to me, I would bring Milley back on active duty, make him stuff his fat ass in the uniform again, and then try him for Article 104 and Article 99, which is aiding the enemy in treason. I think it's 99. Either way, Article 104 is aiding the enemy, and he should be tried for that. 100%. He committed treason, and now he needs to pay for it. And then I would bring the entire Joint Chiefs of Staff in with Austin. Everybody that served for 2020 on, could be brought in, charged, and tried for treason just for the vaccine mandates. And then everybody in the military that pushed a vaccine mandate, that punished a soldier, that exercised retribution, they lose their commissions. And we start over. It's the only way to do it. You know, Brad Miller had a post today. Everybody's congratulating him. He's going to get back pay and he's going to get reinstated. He's like, that's not enough. It's just not enough. People need to be held to account. I'm like, I agree with you. 100% agree with you. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. The narrative's already started around, look at all these migrants who made it all this way to the border only to be shut down. Yeah, evidently their application was turned off today too. So as far as I'm concerned, go home. We didn't ask you to come here. Go home. And then Trump needs to defund the UN. He needs to pull away from the WHO again. He needs to pull away from WTO. And that's what I'm waiting for, is waiting for him to go to Davos and talk to the Davos crowd. So yesterday, if you listened to the roundtable yesterday, we were trying to cover the threat, but we went tangential again. I will say this. I lost my shit yesterday when I listened to the Alex Craner, Tom Luongo, Crypto Rich interview about handing over the settlements to the Bank of England. And the reason why people, and so I got a bunch of blowback on it today. Look, let me clarify this. This was brought up in a Senate confirmation hearing. This should have been a press conference that outlined exactly what the plan was and who was behind it and who was paid to push this. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, the Bank of England was going to settle all U.S. debts. That's essentially handing over all of our sovereignty to the Bank of England, which is what those shitbags have wanted since the Revolutionary War. And the reason why I reacted to it is the same reason you should react to this. For this to show up in a Senate confirmation hearing means that this was already on the docket to be signed before Trump was even elected, which means there's a whole host of assholes in Congress that were going to go along with this. And then if you would have questioned it, let's say Camel Toe, by some miracle, they could have cheated their ass off and put her into office and somebody would have bought it, then guess what? They would have sold it as, this is good for the economy and it'll stabilize us from having any significant events, which is bullshit. We would have been a subsidiary or another colony of the fucking Commonwealth. And as far as I'm concerned, the United Kingdom can fuck off and go away. And we need to fucking crush them economically now. Just that act alone, that conversation alone, number one, for any senator that went along with that, that's treason. Any congressman that went along with that, it's treason. Anybody that proposed that, it's treason. And then on the other side of the water, that's an act of fucking war. That is not what you do to one of your allies. You don't say, we're going to hold all your sovereign debt and manipulate the shit out of it and crash your economy. No, that's what these shitbags wanted to do. This entire conversation implicates a lot of different people in DC, and they need to be held to account for this. And brought up by the new Secretary of the Treasury, I'm telling you, I was pissed off yesterday, and you should be pissed off too. And this guy's like, well, I didn't know anything about it. Well, we really don't know if he knows anything about it. But the fact is that this came up in a Senate hearing means it was already on the books and signed and ready to go. And that to me is the last fucking straw. And I had a conversation with people that are in the Trump circle this weekend. And again this morning. And I will tell you that I made it very, very fucking clear that the American public wants to see justice, real justice. Don't, and I was very clear, do not pick a fucking scapegoat and try and sell me on a scapegoat. Here's what you need to do. Number one, to defund and fucking throw the UN out of the United States completely and stop funding them. Number two, anybody and everybody that was involved with the jab, from the pharma execs to Bill Gates down, need to be held to account. And if you put fucking Bill Gates anywhere in that food chain without arresting him, you'll be the most despised man on this planet. And then you need to hold everybody in Congress, everybody in the military, everybody that was affiliated with this jab in the medical industry and the AMA to account for the fact that Americans are dying. And then you need to go solve the problem for these people that were injured. Period. End of story, full stop. And I'm not going to stop talking about this until you do. I'm going to be a pain in your ass until you do the right thing or you go away. Those are the only two options you have. So we'll see what they actually come back with. Needless to say, there wasn't a lot of response on the other end of the line. And I think the whole conversation was about, hey, Trump's coming back to office. You need to lighten up. No, fuck you. He needs to follow through. He needs to stick Cash Patel on first, unfucking the FBI. He needs to put Pam Bondi on, unfucking the DOJ. And then they need to start rounding people up. And I mean rounding people up. None of this, oh, well, this person made a deal. Fuck that. Obama committed treason. Brennan, Clapper, Hayden, all of them committed treason. You bring those motherfuckers to justice, public trial, Gitmo, rest of their lives, their execution. No fucking exceptions. Full stop. I don't want to hear anything else. And I'm not just going to go along. You could send your, and I said, and by the way, the next time the man wants to tell me something, don't send a fucking interloper. I'm sick of the interlopers. Every one of you cunts that call me is all the fucking same. You're all brainwashed lemmings. Let me just give you the 411. The 411 is very simply this. I don't care what he says. I want to see what he does. And if he's not doing what he said he would, guess what? I'm going to be calling it out. And this deal with the Bank of England, every senator and every congressman's affiliated with this needs to be fucking called out, and they need to be tried for treason. Just considering this is treason. Bottom line. And, you know, the whole day is just a show, right? Got to do the parade, which I thought was bullshit. And, you know, just get to work. I don't care about the pomp and circumstance. I don't need to stroke the ego of you or your kids. And, you know, I don't care if your kids are making the Illuminati sign, because this time nobody's giving you any fucking slack. If Israel's behind the scenes, behind the curtains, or it's some other group of fucking deplorables that's calling the shot, or it's oligarchs that are calling the shots, whatever the case may be, you're only getting one shot at this, Trump. And if you don't do this the right way, trust me, we're going to call out every piece of malfeasance, every fucking thing that you do to give Elon more contracts or one of your rich oligarchs or Bezos. All of that shit is going to get called out. You do the right thing for the American people, or we are going to fucking bury you as the most despised man in this country. That's just the bottom line. And I'm not saying this on my own accord. The entire population of this country wants to see justice. They want to see these shitbags in D.C. held to account for the treason that they've committed. And you can start with Mike Pence. I don't care. Judas needs to burn on a stake anyway. But at the end of the day, Every time he does something stupid, I'm gonna call him out. I'm done giving this guy. I'm done praising. I'm not a disciple. Let's just say it that way. I don't care if he walks on water and he's anointed by God. He does the right thing for the American people this 4 years, because I'm not going to suffer through another 4 years of the stupidity that I went through the last 4 years of him. And look, every time that I see the left going off on their little rants, I just think the same thing. It's the same thing with the Q-tards, the UFO-tards, all the rest of them. You're buried in your religion and you can't see through the forest. Everything that's going on right now, everything revolves around the currency, revolves around restoring investment in the country, restoring industrialization, and I hate to say it, but restoring a work ethic. And that's exactly what needs to happen. But the currency is driving all of this. And if you can't see that they're wrangling for resources, you know, the whole Greenland thing, it's not about, you know, buying the Greenland continent. It's about the resources. It's about exploiting resources up there. It's about a forward base to point at Russia and say, all right, here's the deal. This is your line of advance. If you do anything else, we will fuck you up. And then it's the same thing with Ukraine. Watch Ukraine crumble now. Because I guarantee you that there's not going to be any more money laundering going to Ukraine in the next year or 2 years. The only thing that's going to happen there is some kind of a ceasefire, and then hopefully Zelensky will stand trial for fucking crimes against humanity. And everybody associated with him gets outed. The puppet masters get outed. We'll see. But first things first, I want to see how many of the January 6th people he actually lets out. I want to see what happens with the DOJ. I want to see what happens with HHS. Because right now, the one thing that nobody's talking about is banning vaccines. And I guess he did a three-hour interview with his chief, or a three-hour dinner with his chief of staff, Bill Gates, and I think the CEO of the Gates Foundation. I can't remember the guy's name. And if that's the case, I got a message for you, Trump. If I hear warp fucking speed or mRNA, I will be the fucking head of the insurgency. I will lead the revolution against you. You ban the mRNA vaccines, full stop, or I will lead the fucking revolution against you. These guys need to be fucking arrested and put in prison. And there is no exceptions. Bill Gates has committed crimes against humanity. I'm done hearing this motherfucker run around and talk about how we need to vaccinate everything. I want this motherfucker arrested tomorrow. And I want the CARES Act, the 1989 Vaccine Act, I want them repealed. I want Smith-Martin repealed. I want the Patriot Act repealed. And I want you to stop fucking around. That's what I want. And I'm done listening to all the excuses by all these fucking money laundering congressmen. Do your fucking job. That's all there is to it. That's your mandate. And if you can't do it, we'll replace you and get somebody that will. And by the way, while we're at it, I don't want to hear Don Jr. tell fucking one more story about why you're the greatest guy in the world. We get it. You're a great dad. Now go do your fucking job. My God. Sorry, it's been all day of this stupid shit. And I'm telling you, I'm not backing off of this. I'm not going to take a step back. I'm not going to look at this and say everything's hunky-dory and he's doing the right thing. When he starts doing the right thing, he'll get credit for it. But given the sheer volume of criminality we've seen in the last 4 years by every agency and the whole communist piece of this, the other piece we're not even talking about is, what are you going to do with all the communists in Washington, D.C.? They spent longer than that. They started in 2008, and they didn't stop through Trump placing communists in key positions of power in the federal government, including in the SES, the Senior Executive Service. All of those motherfuckers need to go away. I don't care if you have to take them out of there at gunpoint by the military. You arrest every one of those communist shitbags and you take them to Gitmo and then sort them out. I don't care if the federal government stops functioning. We need to clean that place out. And if you don't have the balls to do it, give me a fucking brigade of hoods and I'll go in there and take care of it. My God. All I heard, and this is what set me off today. All I heard today was there was deals made for who goes to prison and who doesn't go to prison. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that shit at all. I want everybody that perpetrated a crime to go to prison. And I don't, and this was the comment that really set me off. That's politically unfeasible. And I went, okay, so let me put it to you another way. I stormed the Capitol with 2.5 or 3 million men. You think that's politically acceptable? Because that's what that's going to lead to. You start arresting people ASAP, and I mean everybody that was affiliated with the jab, everybody that's laundering money, but more importantly, everybody that is moving children or authorized to move children and working with all these NGOs to traffic children, those motherfuckers all need to be rolled up. And you either do it or I'll start with them and then work my way towards DC. But some way, shape, or form, this shit's going to get cleaned up. And we're not waiting around 20 years for you guys to put on a big show and say the one guy that was scapegoated is the guy that did everything. No, there's a lot of shitbags in DC that have committed treason and crimes against humanity, and they all need to be held to account. I don't care who they are. I don't care how much money they are. They all need to go. Anyway, suffice it to say, this is going to be an interesting couple of weeks. And I am, we have a moral obligation to ensure the restoration of the Constitution, the rule of law, and most importantly, a government that functions for the people. We have a moral obligation to make sure that happens. Whatever mechanism it takes to do that. And I'm going to give Trump the benefit of the doubt, but if I hear mRNA vaccines, I guarantee you I'm going to be completely fucking ungovernable. He tries to lock down this country again under some bullshit engineered fucking pandemic that has Bill Gates' name attached to it. I guarantee you, you're going to see something new. That is completely unacceptable. This guy should be in front of an international tribunal facing crimes against humanity for everybody to see all the shit this guy has done. And no more of the, you know, we pay a bunch of PR firms to make him look like he's less of an asshole. The world wants this guy hung. And the world wants this guy hung because he's committed crimes that have gone completely unpunished. And for this guy to be sniffing around the White House is completely unacceptable. And don't tell me that you give everybody a second chance. This guy doesn't deserve a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance. He needs to be in prison like the rest of the fucking pharma group. Get the memo. Sorry. This whole day is everybody's like cheering, yay, Trump's back, yay, Trump's back. All I've seen is all the shit in the background that's driving me crazy. That's not being addressed. And he's had 4 years to plan for this. People have had 4 years to plan for this. And, you know, when I'm listening to the confirmation hearings, I'm hearing some really, really scary shit. Like Kristi Noem is going to be the DNI. And she's talking about we need synchronization across all these organizations. Let me tell you what that looks like. That looks like Palantir is in the background driving all the intelligence information for all the agencies. Okay, I don't want them anywhere in the fucking building, which, by the way, I was told that's why I'm not even being considered for anything anymore. And my name's come up, but it's always come down to the same thing. Completely he's completely uncontrollable. And he will burn the fucking building down and start over. And my answer was, you're goddamn right I will. I'm going to walk in the door with a paint gun on the first day and I'm going to fucking fire everybody and start over. And oh, by the way, Palantir, they're not even going to get in the parking lot. So I don't care. I'm at the point where let's burn the whole fucking thing to the ground. Let's let it fail under its own weight and then rebuild it. But like I said, I'm going to give Trump the benefit of the doubt. I am hopeful and cautiously optimistic that we're going to see some change. But where the line in the sand is for me is mRNA vaccines. And if the if he doesn't deal with big pharma and he doesn't deal with the Europeans, then guess what? Revolution. And by the way, everybody should burn this into your soul. mRNA vaccines, that is the red line. If they push any more RNA vaccines on anybody without pulling off the COVID shots, then guess what? That's a red line. Because those vaccines are dangerous. It's proven they're dangerous now. There's a list of things that they do to your body that's been confirmed by at least 4 different studies now. There is no excuse not to pull those off the market. And I don't care about politics at this point. This is about humanity. And if these guys can't see it, then we make them see it. And if they still won't see it, then guess what? Second revolution. And I'm not kidding about that. This is what I saw today. This is part of what set me off. I saw a group of oligarchs in the background. I don't know about you, but I didn't elect any of them, none of them, especially Bezos. I didn't elect him. I didn't elect Elon. I'm sick of seeing Musk. I'm sick of talking about Mars. I don't care about Mars. Here's what I care about. I care that we unfuck our economy. I care that we do something about the rampant corruption and fraud in DC. I care that we do something about the dollar and we fix the way the dollar is created. And not only that, but the Treasury is supposed to be the one that does coins and does all the coin and the coinage. And I can't remember the exact thing. You get where I'm going with that. Everything is focused externally right now. They need to fix our infrastructure here in the country. I don't care about who killed JFK. I don't care about who killed RFK. I don't even give a fuck how many space aliens have landed in the White House and jerked off Joe Biden. I don't care. What I care about is, what are you going to do to fix our country? And giving a bunch of billionaire assholes that got us into this mess in the first place, more contracts and more money, is not something I'm going to support. Just like I'm not going to support sending people to fucking Mars. There's nothing on Mars we need right now. What we really need is for people to go back to work, and we need industry to come back here so we build things again. And most importantly, we need a bunch of fucking rules and more and a way to deal with these oligarchs so they're not above the law. But instead, what do I see? A group of assholes that no one wanted there, especially Zuckerberg, all sitting in the background watching everything going on. Why are they invited to the party? Oh, I'll tell you why. Because that's the money. That's where the money came from. Bezos, he bought himself a seat by giving a bunch of money for the inauguration party. There's such a thing as called no. No, I don't want you there. No, I don't care how much money you have. No, you're not going to participate. No, you're not going to coerce me. No, you're not going to fucking grease me. You're just going to go away, and you're not going to go away loudly. You're just going to go away. Every time you look at the crowd around Trump, all you see is oligarchs. Mark Zuckerberg committed treason. Jeff Bezos committed treason. Bill Gates committed treason, crimes against humanity, and he's a mass murderer. Elon Musk has the biggest contractor on the planet, and all of a sudden he's the savior of free speech. The fuck out of here. But Peter Thiel is the one that scares me, because Palantir is everywhere in the government. And they're the ones that are coining the phrase domestic terrorist. And I don't know about you, but I didn't elect that motherfucker to do anything. And here we are, and we have all these oligarchs in the background. And they're just a few. There's a whole host of strata that we don't know is behind Trump. And that's not even the New York bankers. That's not Larry Fink. That's not BlackRock. And have you guys looked at the price of houses here? Anywhere in the U.S.? It's unaffordable. In fact, I was looking in my old neighborhood. before I moved down here. I had a modest little 1,400 square foot, two bedroom house, two car garage, nothing special, sitting on a half acre. That house is worth $1.1 million right now. The house next door to it, which was a dump, is $1.4 million. Who the fuck can afford that? Who can make those payments? If you're a new home buyer, how the fuck are you supposed to buy a home when they're $1.5 million? How are you supposed to do that? And yet, there's nothing wrong with the housing market. The interest rates are high. No, I'll tell you what happened. After 2008, all of the banks consumed as much single-family real estate as they possibly could to put on their balance sheets, and then they sat on it. And they reduced the volume of houses, they reduced the inventory to drive up the price. And then BlackRock came in when Trump appointed them in charge of U.S. assets and started buying single-family homes and property and everything else. And they drove the price higher. And then you have all this mass exodus for all these other blue states to other blue states, namely Oregon or Washington. I don't know why. Why would you move to the People's Republic of Oregon or Washington? And now interest rates are above 6% and home prices are above $1 million. I don't know anybody that can afford that. Don't think that's on purpose? Totally on purpose. All they have to do is create one financial shock. And guess what? 90% of the homeowners that have bought since 2020 are default on their loans. Most people right now, just because of the price of the cost of living, are right at the poverty level. One paycheck away from oblivion. And there's no excuse for that. No excuse for that. But that's the situation we're in. So why are you talking about Mars? Why are we talking about going to space? Why are we talking about spending more money on shit that we don't need to be spending money on? Just roll out the mothership, bring out the aliens, shake their hands, let everybody get over it, and then let's go back to work. My God, all this other stupid. Here's the lay of the land. Here's the short message for today. The short message is, watch what Trump does. Watch what his cabinet does. Watch what his administration does. Vivek's already pulled out of Doge. He's going to go run for the governor of Ohio. Good luck with that. Put a snake in charge of a red state. That should be interesting. Watch what Trump does. And now he's in office. Don't think there's not a threat out there. The CIA has been signaling and predictive programming that there's some kind of an attack coming. Okay, that's still on the horizon. And whether it happens, whether it doesn't happen, doesn't really matter at this point. Here's what matters. We watch what Trump does. We hold him accountable. We stay prepared. We stay vigilant. And we stay situationally aware. Those are the most important things we can do right now. Don't let your guard down. Don't stop paying attention. Go run your victory lap. Go sing kumbaya, but then get back to work and keep watching what's going on. We cannot afford any kind of reversal of the mandate that we sent him to office for. And that includes the border. That includes fixing the agencies. That includes holding people to account. And that includes returning investment to this country. Those are the most important things, more than anything else, even Mars. And, you know, I felt like saying to Elon, and by the way, the whole Nazi salute thing he did today, fuck, he's a dumbass. But guess what? If Israel's behind him, then it is what it is. Either way, don't let your guard down and don't stop paying attention and don't go back to sleep. There's too much at stake right now. And this, believe it or not, is still a very dangerous time. And I think it's priceless that the Clintons, especially the Clintons, were booed today. Everybody sees those two shitbags. So let's hope for the next month we see, or next 100 days, supposedly that's going to be the bellwether, that he does the right thing and we pull away from the city of London and we watch the European Union crash and burn as it should. But anything can happen at this point. So far, though, things have gone our way. And I hope that trend continues. I'm cautiously optimistic that he's going to do the right things. But I'm not going to let my guard down. And I'm definitely not giving up on the mRNA vaccines. Those need to go away. And we need to make sure everybody knows that. And if that's what the battle cry becomes, so be it. Let's see. So we're going to do a sit rep, or I'll do a sit rep on Wednesday. We'll see what happens. If nothing's going on, I may not do a sit rep. We'll definitely do a roundtable on Thursday. See where things are, current events. But I'm really curious to see what the next few days are going to bring. Either way, yeah, Q has us right. Yeah, good luck with that. Can't stop what's coming because nothing's coming. So you don't need to worry about stopping it because nothing's going to happen. That great, the great boom, 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 which was a, yeah, God. Anyway, I'll be back on Wednesday and then Thursday with the sit rep. It should be, I'll keep this abbreviated tonight. If you haven't watched the roundtable from last night, give it a watch. But I would, if I was you and I was going to spend 2 hours doing anything, watch the Luongo Crypto Rich Craner interview. It's very, very informative. And it'll make your blood boil when you really think about what's really behind that. And Tom and Craner both understand the financial markets way better than I do. And I trust those guys are putting out really good information and they haven't disappointed me yet. So hopefully Luongo's right. And this is just a more of a knife in the heart of the European bankers. Let's see. Anyway, be back Wednesday. God bless everyone. One team, one fight.